Where do we look for historical insight on the current pandemic? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Vargas, professor of medieval history at SUNY New Paltz, compares COVID-19 to the period of the Black Death.
4 years after arriving into Italian ports in 1347, the Black Death had killed about half of Europe's population, around 100 million people. And yet, the pandemic did not cause an economic unraveling. Laborers, suddenly in short supply, saw their wages rise, but only until their lords forced wages back down. Poverty and food insecurity existed before and after the plague, all the while the rich held extravagant banquets. Normally, when kings and princes went to war, the spilled blood was not their own. For most of the living, then as now, greed, war, and political infidelity hit harder than pandemic. What about the Black Death's psychological effects? Late medieval images of dancing skeletons taking people to their graves offer poor evidence of post-plague trauma, since similar art has always helped to negotiate everyday anxieties about life's end. Fearmongers exploited anxieties, as they do today. Conspiracy theories about Jews poisoning wells during the plague were wrong, but they worked to reaffirm boundaries. In the midst of any pandemic, the historical evidence may be with contemplatives who say, "This too shall pass," as also with scientists who remind us that we are an adaptive species. So we can get over COVID-19 and go back to normal. But history also whispers back at itself, can we do better? We can go back to our work to buy, push down to move up normal if we want to. But we always have an alternative, a ready supply of sustainable humane inventiveness, of charity and goodwill. Crises give us the opportunity to live a new and better normal, if we choose it.
That was Michael Vargas of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.